Hello, good evening. Yes, sir, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Opinion on what?
It's a brief survey, sir. It's mostly about elections and your opinion really matters. Like, for example, the first question does ask if you would say your age, sir, would be between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65 years old?
50 to 64.
Great. All right, sir. And so the media in the U.S. generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
White. All right. And moving on, sir, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. And are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. And there was an election in Virginia on November 7th this year, sir. Did you vote in that election? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way, sir, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place November next year. How likely would you say you are to vote in that election? Would you say very likely, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Okay. And in your opinion, sir, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the U.S.? For example, I have topics such as jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, immigration, education, crime, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, foreign policy, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, socialism, fascism, disinformation, election security, wokeism, China, Israel supporting Ukraine in the war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine in their war with Russia. Any of those, sir?
Maybe illegal immigration.
Immigration, not a problem. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election, sir? Would you say you took that decision on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Okay. And in just a few words, if you have to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia, like in your own words?
I don't like the way the country is headed. And I wanted to try to change.
Okay. All right, so I have that you don't like the way the country is headed. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Well, in Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following list describes how you voted or how you likely would have voted had you participated in the election? Would you say you would only vote for Democrats or only for Republicans? Or a mix of Democrats and Republicans?
It depends on the candidate.
Oh, okay. Would you say that you're leaning more towards Democrats or Republicans, sir?
Republicans.
Republicans. Okay, moving on quickly. All right. So we would like to know, sir, I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issue campaigns and reach out to voters during election years. I just want you to tell me whether you experience these things in the election cycle. For example, English TV ads, Spanish TV ads, English radio ads, Spanish radio ads, English online digital ads, Spanish online digital ads, social media, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone going to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends, church, social clubs or community groups, any of those?
What was the question again?
Yes, I just wanted to know what are some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. I wanted you to tell me whether you experienced these things in the election cycle. For example, hearing about English TV ads, Spanish TV ads, English radio ads, Spanish radio ads, English online digital ads, Spanish
Sorry,
online.
What What was just the question?
Yeah. We just wanted to know, sir, what different ways that you or people might hear about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Like, we wanted to know how you got to know about them.
I've researched them on the internet.
Okay, let me go ahead. Researcher on the internet. Okay, no problem. So that would be, would that be through English means, right, sir? English online.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. And moving on quickly, sir. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Would you say a yes or a no?
Just all the news I've seen all the whole year.
Oh, would you say yes or a no to that?
What was the question?
Well, if you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia?
Nothing specific.
No? Okay. And moving on, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidates you would support for the Virginia Assembly? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. And moving on quickly, is there a reason why you said no, like in your own words?
Because I didn't want to change my mind. Like I knew who I was going to vote for.
Okay. I'm just writing this down. Okay, moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the election? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason why you say no?
Because I wouldn't change my mind.
Okay. No problem. Just writing this down. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or how you would have voted in November 7 election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? For example, we have topics like abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, given Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Yes, sir. We wanted to know which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in November 7 election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly. For example, we have topics like abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, given Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly.
I wanted to give the Republicans control of the Assembly.
Okay. Okay, thank you so far for your responses, sir. Moving on quickly, I'm just going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the election this past month in Virginia. After I read each, just tell me if you find that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. For example, the first one does say, 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting done. And they're delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss, by making historic events in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief and adding 230,000 new jobs. There's so much more that can be done, but it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing, sir?
Convincing.
Convincing? Would you say very or somewhat convincing?
Just somewhat.
Okay. someone. Okay, moving on quickly. And my other question is, MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they're only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they'll pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Did you say not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, moving on quickly. Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Sounded to me like you said three different things.
Well, let me read it again to you, sir. Bear with me. All right, so it says Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion are no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find that argument convincing or unconvincing?
Not at all.
Okay, not convincing at all. Okay, and moving on quickly, sir. It's a common sense domestic abuser should not get guns, but Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those who a judge say are dangerous, making law enforcement jobs harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws, like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Would you say somewhat unconvincing, or, I'm sorry, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not at all.
Okay, sir, we're almost done. It's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who performed abortions would end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where MAGA Republicans want to make Virginia. Want to take Virginia? Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Did you say not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And moving on, sir, the last one for this section says, today radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing, sir?
Unconvincing.
Would you say not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Just not very.
Okay, no problem. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we're almost done. Well, to you, sir, again, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the U.S. that would likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? I can repeat the categories. I have jobs on the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, immigration.
Illegal immigration.
Oh, okay. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Would you say economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the U.S.? Any of those?
What was the question?
If you had to choose, yes. If you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? would you say economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the U.S., any of those?
Depends who's saying it. I would say defending democracy, but Democrats don't understand what democracy is.
I understand. Well, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in this November 2024 election? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were being held today and your candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee and Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee and a third party candidate, who would you vote for, sir?
Probably Trump.
Okay. Is there a reason why you chose him in your own words?
Because everybody else is a liar.
Okay. No problem. Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Just these last questions. What country were you born in?
The U.S.
Okay. What country were your parents or grandparents born in?
The U.S.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? Would you say the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or some other party?
Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Probably conservative.
Would you say very conservative or just conservative?
Just conservative.
Okay. What is your annual household income before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
It's over $100,000.
Okay. And moving on, sir, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Yep, thanks. You too.